Education. Entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
You want to get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do?
You're listening to Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and John. John, what's your last name?
Wells.
I knew that. It's such a hard name to remember.
You don't even care.
You're right. I'm on a first name basis with the whole world. We're also known as the cool in the gang when it comes to computers.
The Data Doctors, the mighty Godfathers of Geek.
The high priests of the hard drive.
The chairman of the motherboards.
What?
I don't know.
No, that sounded good. 602-277-5827 is the phone number. Don't even bother until you hear somebody hang up.
No, we actually got a free line open
what?
Right now. Yeah,
what?
Now's your chance to jump in. Just like, uh-oh, where did he go? Gold Canyon. Did he get disconnected again?
You know what? I don't think the phone's the Dixie cut and string thing out of Gold Canyon. Not happening.
We're just going to skip ahead then to Harold in Sun City, who heralds all the way from Sun City. How do you like that, Harold?
I like that. By the way, great show, great website, and a great newsletter.
Well, thank you, Harold.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad. I mean, Harold.
Does the question have to relate to passwords?
No, not at all. It's open forum all the time. We just try to bring a theme to try to edumacate some people.
Okay, I have one of each. Quick one. How to enable and disable auto run in Windows XP. I was able to do it in 98. But in XP, I've gone to the device manager, and I've gone to the drive and gone to properties, and there's nothing there about changing auto run, enable it or disable it.
Well, there's a couple of issues here. First of all, let's explain what auto run is. You folks out there, when you pop a DVD or a CD into your machine and you wait for a few seconds, and all of a sudden something pops up and says, in XP, it usually first time will ask you, what do you want me to do whenever this happens? Or in a DVD case, the DVD player will just pop up there and start to play the movie or give you the menu or what have you. That is called auto run.
It's actually was called auto run in the old days, and when it became to Windows XP, they changed it to auto play. And the easiest place to get to those settings, Harold and the rest of the listening world, is to go into My Computer and right-click on that CD or DVD drive. And when you do, there should be a Properties selection. And within that, it'll bring up the CD or DVD ROM's properties, and there should be an autoplay tab in there. And in there, you can then assign when this happens, go ahead and use this player. When that happens, go ahead and open the file. You can assign different tasks to different kinds of actions, and this is in Windows XP. In Windows 98, you just turn that on or off.
Right, but if you don't want it to do anything, you go for the big red circle with a slash through it, which is what? What's that entry?
It says, this is not through Device Manager.
No. You went too far into the tech world there. You just keep it simple in My Computer.
You might be able to get it in there too. I don't know.
Well, here's the deal though, Harold. Because it's Windows XP, if you're not a person at the administrative level, you won't be given these options.
I am.
Okay. So you should be able to go to My Computer, right click on the device, and determine the autoplay by going to the autoplay tab.
I go to My Computer and right click, and I get System Properties.
No. No. Go open up My Computer.
So double-click on My Computer now.
Shows all your drives.
Oh, I get you.
Identify the drive you want to work with, your DVD. Right-click on it.
Yeah.
Bada-bing, bada-boom.
Properties is an autoplay tab, and you should be self-driven from there, because it actually does a pretty good job of explaining to you. You know, for example, it says with music files, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And then you have options, or the very bottom option, of course, is prompt me every time I do anything.
Okay.
But and folks, if you're new to XP and the first time you pop something in, it'll present you with this. And if you just say cancel or don't pay attention, it's going to do that, whatever you told it to do, for the rest of your life.
Unless you go change the things where we're doing it right now with Harold.
Right. So, but if you get the opportunity, if you're given the opportunity, you know, there's this whole thing about reading the screens when the screens pop up. That seems to be passé. A lot of times it'll save you a lot of grief down the way. So... Harold, thanks. That's a great question.
Okay. Password?
What about password?
You want me to make up a password for you?
No, I got 40 to 50 sites that I use a password, and I use the same one for all of them.
Not a good idea.
But if I generate a miscellaneous type password for each one separately, then when I go to the site, I've got to go back and look that up in 50 sheets of paper or print it out in Word or something and have to go to it.
Yeah, here's the deal. You kind of have to balance. When we say it's not a good idea, we're telling you by the book rules say don't have the same password for every site. Now, what I would say is if these sites aren't sites that deal with your finances or any of your personal information, they're just sites that you need to log into to be able to get to whatever content you want, and it's maybe a place where you can kind of customize the content.
Yeah.
To me, you know what? There's big nothing deal. That, and if anybody gets my password, big deal. So I'm going to go ahead and just use something easy that I can remember because that's not important. But
use at least two, Harold. Two passwords.
Right.
One password for those you really don't care sites.
Yeah.
And make those easy so that you don't, you know, no big deal. You don't have to worry about it. And then something more secure for the stuff that is important.
And the stuff, the things that deal with your financial information, something that can hurt you, your personal information, maybe medical information, things like that. That's one that I would make a lot more difficult and guard a lot more heavily, and I may even make different ones for different sites because that stuff is important enough that it could hurt me.
See, the problem is if you use the same one on every important site, if for some reason, let's say, far stretch, somebody breaks into your house and steals your computer, you know, a lot of that stuff is cached up in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, they get one, then they start looking at your history files, and, you know, it doesn't take long for them to figure out where all your financial stuff is. Probably it's all in your favorites. You know, bing, 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 you just gave them, here we go, let's go on a ride.
Yeah.
So be really careful. The other thing that's really disconcerting about the whole password issue, and if you're not changing your passwords on a regular basis, maybe I'll scare you into doing so, about 100% of the current new worms and viruses that are coming out, these things that are spreading, and we see customers come in with not just one, but up to three or four on a regular basis. I'd say the majority of the machines that we work on during the week have at least one virus, and most of them have what's called a key logger component in it. What that means is when you get infected, there's a little piece of software that's secretly capturing every keystroke, everything that you do, and sending that log off to some rogue place somewhere else on the internet. That's going to include the web address of your banking site, your username, and your password. And you have no idea somebody's actually seeing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So if anyone out there discovers that they have been infected with any kind of a worm or a virus, that should be an immediate signal to you to go out and change all your passwords just in case.
Okay.
On those important sites like banking and what have you.
Yes.
Okay?
Thanks very much. I appreciate your help.
Thank you, Harold. Great questions, and call back, please.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Heralding from Sun City, it's Harold.
We hooked him up, I think.
The idea here is we share the pain, right? John?
Yes.
You feeling it here?
Absolutely.
You get the vibe here?
Yes.
Is this kind of like pretty much our work day, though?
This is absolutely like a work day.
Yeah, people call in and they I'm having a problem, whatever. The only difference is we don't get the charge for this.
Oh.
Yeah, that's during the week, yeah.
During the week we will, but this one's a freebie on Saturdays.
Oh.
All right.
And we got Jim and Casey that are holding. We got a couple of free lines open, 602-277-5827. And when we come back, we're going to put John to the test a little bit here.
Yeah, we're going to have John. Next question you have to answer.
You're
right?
Going to be in the hot seat. And, of course, coming up on the show, we have our WebAttack.com free download of the week, our Extreme Internet Extreme Tip of the Week, and what else do we have?
Stuff.
Of course, you can check out all the links to all the stuff at datadoctors.com/radio, and there you can also sign up for our free newsletter, which will give you important tips and tricks and things to watch out for, and of course, follow-up notes after the show in case you missed any part of it.
And 4 out of 5 Heralds in Sun City recommend our newsletter.
We also want to remind you real quick, we've got here in front of us...
News Radio 620 KTAR's Care for Kids event this Saturday. It's at the Chandler Police Department. They're having an open house. It's at 250 East Chicago, southeast corner of Arizona Avenue and Chandler Boulevard in Chandler.
Happening right now.
Right, until 2 o'clock. They got water safety, 2 seconds is too long with Fulton Homes, and child car seat safety checks with Powell Volvo. So if you're in that area, go in and check it out. Get a little education on water safety and child car seat safety.
My wife and I are about to have another baby, and, you know, we got to go down and make sure that everything's still cool because, you know, it's been a while. And
get it
all
checked out.
You can go do it there free, and they'll teach you stuff about water safety, and that's, of course, brought to you by Fulton Homes. Homes, Powell Volvo, and KTAR Cares for Kids.
And when we come back, we're going to answer Dick and Mesa's question about those enhancement websites, those manly enhancement websites. He's making a suggestion. We'll talk about that when
compelling
we come back.
Compelling stuff. Stick around.